KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
All right. Thanks for joining us and welcoming into studio Luke Betzner with Calvary College. Luke, thanks for coming back on the air.
Hey, thanks for having me, Steve. It's always a pleasure.
I was looking for information this week to share with the listeners to keep them busy, you know, came across on calvarynm.church if you go to the Connect tab and then below that is events. You click on that, you'll find what we're going to be talking about. You can also go to calvarynm.church/events and you will find opportunities to get further educated coming up here in August, and they're both 4-week courses, so I'm going to think August, September pretty much is going to cover it, right?
Yes, absolutely. We're starting about a couple weeks into August, ending a couple weeks into September,
and each of these classes are on different days. They are put on by the Calvary College staff. Is that right, Luke?
That's correct.
Who's teaching the classes?
So, Dr. Pastor Nelson.
Uh-huh.
Or is it Pastor Dr. Nelson? He's teaching a balanced view on salvation, and that's on Monday nights.
Yeah.
And then I'll be teaching worldview apologetics on Saturday mornings.
Okay. So, online, when you find it, you'll see those Monday studies. It's the study of salvation, a biblically balanced view, Mondays at 6:30, starting August 14th. It's a free course for 4 weeks, and we'll answer questions. I'm assuming it's going to answer these questions. Is salvation forever? Does God handpick people for heaven and send the rest to hell? And knowing what the Bible teaches about salvation, it's essential for your emotional freedom and spiritual growth. Can you kind of give us an overview of the syllabus that would be covered?
Sure. So there's actually going to be, for those who register for the event, Steve, they're going to have an email sent to them just before the module begins that's going to have materials that they can download. And that'll be true for both courses. It's going to have specific ebooks, no cost, that people can download that will be additional resources to what Pastor Nelson is covering. It's absolutely amazing.
So I'm there on the site at calvarynm.church/events, and I clicked on the study of salvation, a biblically balanced view, and clicked on registration. So this seems simple enough. Here's the question. Say someone, that sounds interesting. Mm-hmm. And say they live in New Mexico and they uphold, you know, the culture that we're all part of, is the land of manana. and they get to that first Monday on August 14th and I didn't register. We're going to encourage people to go online to the site, click register, and please do that. If someone didn't, or maybe that night someone has registered and they're headed for the class and they run into someone, hey, what are you doing tonight? And they're like, I'd love to do that. Do you take walk-ups, Luke?
We're going to make every accommodation necessary. We don't want to turn anyone away.
Yeah.
Not registering could mean two things. These events might be standing room only, so there may not be a seat. Number two, you may not have access to the same materials if you haven't gotten into the registration framework, because that email comes through the system that manages the registration. So, like, if we don't know how to get in touch with you, we don't have a way to send you the materials electronically
prior
so,
to the class.
So we really encourage you to do that up front.
You're going
to
get the most out of it if you register in advance. No, like you said, no one's turned away. SRO fire.
And it's free.
You know,
it's
the fire chief is going to say how many people can come in the place. But yeah, it's free, 50 free. I mean, you got to love that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now that's, we covered some on the study of salvation, a biblically balanced view. And then you're going to be teaching worldview apologetics, share your faith in a cancel culture.
Yeah.
So very applicable. And actually, I'm going to guess most of what you're going to be teaching, would have been, it's timeless, right? The truths are timeless.
Absolutely. So we're going to unpack that. And basically what it is just giving people the equipment that they need. It's not going to be teaching you a lot more that you may already know. It's going to be helping you package it so you can have these conversations with minimal friction, which is where a lot of times it either doesn't get shared or it gets into an uncomfortable position after the fact. So it's very pertinent, like you mentioned, Steve, where a lot of people don't want to have the conversations or don't know how. This is going to give you the nuts and bolts of how to make that happen.
Okay, Luke, so let's talk to that person who's listening and is, man, I would love to know more about that. I'm a terrible student. I always try and I'm sure it's going to be way over my head.
So it's a great call out, Steve. I would say that these events are going to be open to young people as young as 13 years of age. So this is bottom shelf stuff, not because its quality is poor, but because it's intentional to try to bring people that are at that open door level, right, where they're just getting their feet wet, to give them something to start with. Salvation is about as basic as it gets for Christianity, and how to share your faith is the very next step. So this is not going to be erudite ivory tower stuff. This is going to be things that people can step into, and it's no commitment. Like, even if you register, we want you to be interested enough to keep coming back. But, you know, if life happens or whatnot, you don't have any textbooks. You don't have any grades. This is just about how to get stuff integrated into your life. So it's at your pleasure.
So you can't carry her books home from school.
No, you can't take your work home with you. But there's always homework to do.
Right. Okay. And also, how is it, the setting? Is it going to be you walk in, sit down, listen, take notes, goodbye? Or is there discussion? Is there give us the landscape.
It's going to be a little bit different for each class. Like, the class that I'm teaching is based on an interactive model. And so there will be class participation in breakout groups that are intermittent in the sessions. Whereas Pastor Nelson's class is more of giving you an outline of doctrine. Mm-hmm. And there will potentially be opportunities to speak to that. But it's not as interactive. It's more of a data download and sort of a sink in, think about,
yeah,
et cetera. So two different styles. Both of them, I think you're going to find very manageable, but it depends on what you want.
The other person I don't want to scare off is a person listening and saying, look, I could probably teach one of these classes. Let me say this to that, okay, as someone who, you know, I have a face for radio. So if you saw me, you go, yeah, right, you're an athlete. I played baseball a long time, and let me apply something. I was going to ask a question, but I'm going to state a fact, and you can amen or say, no, Steve. When spring came for baseball and we got out there, we didn't go right to, the new plays and the, you know, we went back to, glove on the ground, eye on the ball. And we didn't throw a mile. We started from about, you know, a few feet apart, just tossing the ball, getting your arm warmed up. And what I learned there was practice makes permanent.
Yes.
And that would be the case for someone who thinks that they've got this down, they could teach. Sure, you probably could. But it's not going to hurt to take some time to, and being part of these breakout discussions sounds like you're going to have, certainly would be a place for them to help sharpen others and be sharpened at the same time.
I think it's a good point, Steve. There's something that I like to say, and I'm finding more and more categories where this is applicable, but sometimes, for instance, we don't learn as much because we don't learn as much, right? There's something that's prohibitive when it comes to saying, well, I really wish I knew more about this, but I don't know where to find how to get started with that. Or some people say, well, you know, I know this. And then all of a sudden they're put in a position where they really need to know it, but they haven't reviewed it enough. When you get poured into for some of these types of things, it builds an excitement in you that motivates your personal action. Even if you might be at the level where you could teach a class like this, the love of the truth, yeah, is really the big thing that's going to set you on fire,
yeah,
in a good way, and you're going to start sharing again. So I would absolutely encourage you to be present there.
Who doesn't like a good rerun?
Oh, man.
Right? Okay. Well, listen, we've been visiting with Luke Betzner, Calvary College, and talking about the Calvary College free summer sessions. They're coming to Calvary Church. However, this is for the entire community. Okay.
Yes.
Everyone is welcome. They are free of charge, and they get underway starting August 14th. That's a Monday. The Study of Salvation, A Biblically Balanced View, starts August 14th. It's a free four-week class, Mondays at 6:30 in the evening, and then Saturday mornings at 9:30, starting August 19th, a free four-week class looking at worldview apologetics, share your faith in a cancel culture. You'll find all the details at calvarynm.church/events. And Luke, keep us up to speed. I don't know what the plans are, but when we're doing the next series of something like this, let's let everyone know and get some students.
Love it, Steve. Absolutely.
All right. Thanks for your time.